be seated. Now here's a good story or a good example of a story of what happens when people don't live in the truth of the Word of God. Now the book of Jeremiah, let's look at the context of it, was written by Jeremiah, whose name bears the name of the book. Jeremiah was the son of Hilkiah. Hilkiah was a priest during the time he was born. Now, the book of Jeremiah was written by Jeremiah during the dark days of Judah. In other words, he preached and prophesied to the people of Judah and Jerusalem for over 40 years. And his sermon or his message was pretty much the same. Turn to God, repent of your ways and change your ways so the impending judgment of come, which is Babylonian captivity, will not come upon Judah. But for over 40 years that he preached the same message, they did not listen to the word of God. And consequently, Judah and Jerusalem fell because the Babylonians came. And when the Babylonians came, also known as the Chaldeans, Judah was captured, Jerusalem was burned down to the ground, thousands and thousands of people died, and numerous others were sent to exile, and those who stayed in the land of Judah became slaves or servants to the Babylonians. But notice, but for over 40 years that Jeremiah preached the word of God, they did not listen to the word of God. And we see that here in chapter 37. And so because they did not listen to the words of God, now the Babylonians were besieging them. They were attacking them. They were surrounding them. But notice, however, that how the king of Babylon, King Nebuchadnezzar, look at verse 1, appointed Zedekiah, son of Josiah, to be the king. Look at verse 1. Zedekiah, son of Josiah, was made king of Judah by Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. He reigned in place of Jehoiachin, son of Jehoiakim. Now, that doesn't make any sense, isn't it? Because King Nebuchadnezzar is now ruling over the entire nation of Israel. Now, how come King Zedekiah, who was a Jewish person, a Hebrew, an Israelite, is also the king? Well, what happens there was King Nebuchadnezzar appointed King Zedekiah to become the vassal king. What that means is to serve as a puppet king. Meaning, surely, it would show or have a pretend showing of a local authority or someone who is from the Jewish people ruling over them, when the truth is the Babylonians' imperial power was over them. So he was simply a puppet king. A puppet king, someone who would be told what he needed to do. Now, during the dark days of Judah, when the people of Judah needed to have a strong and God-fearing leader, Zedekiah was neither one. And because Zedekiah was not a God-fearing leader, his top aides and his personal advisors and all the people who were following him also were not God-fearing, meaning they did not listen to the word of God. Look at verse 2. They were all like Zedekiah. Neither he nor his attendants nor the people of the land paid any attention to the words the Lord had spoken through Jeremiah the prophet. Now that phrase there, paid attention to the words of the Lord, came from one Hebrew word, shema. And that literally means they did not obey, they did not listen, they did not live according to the truth of the Word of God. And because they did not live in the truth of God's Word, they suffered the consequence. It brought them major stresses and distresses in their lives, the coming of the Babylonian Empire. But notice here in the following verses, in verses 3 through 10, God showed them and God is showing us the two ways that we can live in the truth of the Word of God. In other words, two simple ways that we can start doing in order for us to live according to the word of God or the truth of the word of God. The first one is this. Don't live your life in spiritual insanity. Don't live your life in spiritual insanity. Now, what is insanity? We all know what insanity is. We use it all the time. It literally means crazy or being in the state of foolishness or madness. But I think one of the classic definitions of insanity that I like personally is the one that Albert Einstein, you know, the great physicist, the one who formulated the theory of relativity. Einstein once said, insanity is doing something over and over again and expecting different results. Doing something over and over again, expecting different results. Such as a person or the insanity of someone who wants to be healthy and yet continues to eat unhealthy food over and over again. Such as the insanity of someone who wants to have a better grade at school but continues to be lazy when it comes to studying. Or the insanity of someone who wants to be completely debt-free. Someone who wants to pay off all his or her debts and yet continues to use or her use of credit card on a regular basis. Insanity. And that's what Zedekiah and his people were doing. They were living in spiritual insanity. Why is that? Because for decades and decades, or for years and years, they did not pay attention to the Word of God. Or so we can have a better context of it, or better understanding, we just read Jeremiah 37. What that means is, from Jeremiah 1 to Jeremiah 36, for the last 36 chapters, they did not pay attention to the Word of God. And yet, they had the audacity to think that God would still bless them. They were still expecting a different result, that somehow, someway, God is going to deliver them from the Babylonian captivity just because they would pray without living in the truth of God's word. Why is that? Look at verse 3. King Zedekiah, however, sent Jehukal, son of Shelemiah, with the priest Zephaniah, son of Maaseiah, to Jeremiah the prophet with this message. Please pray to the Lord our God for us. Imagine he has the guts to send two of his people, two of his cohorts, to go there and ask Jeremiah to pray for them, expecting them, or he was expecting that God would bless them in spite of the fact that he repeatedly ignored the word of God. He was saying that, yes, God would deliver us from our Babylonian captivity in spite of the fact that we are not living according to his word. Folks, that's spiritual insanity. Have they forgotten the truth of the word of God? The simple truth that God doesn't hear the prayers of sinners. The prayers of sinners. And who are the sinners? We are all sinners. I understand that. But the people that God is talking about here as sinners are the ones who does not or don't live in the truth of the Word of God. Jesus said in John 9:31, we know that God doesn't listen to sinners. He listens to the godly man who does his will. When we don't listen or live our lives according to the truth of the Word of God, which is according to his will, God doesn't hear us. We can keep on praying and praying, and we can be going to church all the time. We can even be reading the Word of God every single day. But if we don't live our lives according to the truth of the Word of God, he doesn't hear us. He doesn't hear us. Even if you ask a man of God to pray for you, he doesn't hear us. Did God hear the prayers of Jeremiah because Zedekiah and his people asked for Jeremiah to pray for them? Did God hear the prayers of Jeremiah? No. Look at verses 6 through 8 and verse 10. Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet. This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Tell the king of Judah, who sent you to inquire of me, Pharaoh's army, which has marched out to support you, will go back to its own land, to Egypt. then the Babylonians will return and attack the city. They will capture it and burn it down. Verse 10, even if you were to defeat the entire Babylonian army that is attacking you and only wounded men were left in their tents, they would come out and burn this city down. Even the prophet Jeremiah, who prayed to the Lord and he was a godly man, just because he was praying for the people who are not living according to the truth of God's word, God did not answer the prayer of Jeremiah, which is in favor, hopefully, hoping that it would be in favor of the people in Judah. What they were doing is they were simply continually ignoring and disregarding the word of God, and yet they were expecting for God to still bless them. That is spiritual insanity. Because God is about us obeying and doing His word. And when we live our lives according to the truth of God's word, that is when life is at its best. Jeremiah 7:23 tells us, "Obey me, and I will be your God, and you will be my people. Walk in all the ways I command you, that it may go well with you." We cannot disregard the word of God again and again, and yet expect God to bless us still. That's spiritual insanity. Just like this certain man that I heard in the news, who went to see his doctor. And the doctor said that you have a mass or a tumor in your stomach, and you needed to have surgery in order for that to be removed. Now, the man did not have medical insurance. Even though Obamacare has not been repealed or replaced yet, he did not sign up for it. Nevertheless, he ignored the warnings and the words of the surgeon, and so he did not have surgery with the surgeon. Instead, he decided to have surgery on himself. So one day, he get one of his sharpest knives in the kitchen. He cut open his belly in his attempt to remove that tumor in his stomach. Sadly, he died as a result of it. Now, during the autopsy, the surgeon was there, and he said the procedure that could have been done to save his life was very simple. He could have lived instead of dying because of medical suicide. Now think about that for a second. What would be your reaction to that man who performed surgery on himself? You would say, he's insane. He is crazy. What a foolish thing to do. Therefore, he died because of the insanity that he committed onto his life. But we do the same thing in a spiritual sense. We also do constantly spiritual suicide. Why? Because we are living in spiritual insanity. In other words, we believe that we can do our things, our own things over and over and repeatedly ignore the word of God. And yet we still expect that God will still bless us in spite of the fact that we are not living according to His word. Folks, we cannot say, God bless me, then do our own business. We cannot say, God, you bless me, and then mind our own business. That is spiritual insanity. That is spiritual suicide. We cannot live our lives in that manner because God will not bless us the way how God wants you and me to be blessed by God unless we live according to the word of God. Living in spiritual insanity is a spiritual suicide. A second way that we could do this is by not living our spiritual life relying on people. In other words, a second way we can live in the truth of the Word of God is by not living our spiritual life relying on people. Don't live your spiritual life relying on people. When it comes to our spiritual life, we have to be careful when we are reliant on people. Now, our spiritual life, as we learn in our first series of messages at our church, that our spiritual life determines the condition of our spiritual life. Or rather, our spiritual life determines the condition of our physical life. In other words, if our physical life is struggling right now, the root cause of that is we have a struggling spiritual life. If you are in a mess right now, in a bind right now, if you are in a crisis right now, in your physical life, all you need to do is check your spiritual life. How is my spiritual life? Because more than likely, your spiritual life is also in crisis. Now, when it comes to our spiritual life, we have to be careful when we rely on people, because our spiritual life could be detrimental if we listen to people's opinions and not the Word of God. And that's what we love to do, don't we? If we have issues in life, we have crises in life, we have struggles in life, the first thing that we do is we ask someone for their opinion instead of seeking the Word of God. And there's danger there because a person's opinion is not the Word of God. If you're asking someone for advice and this person's advice to you is not rooted, it's not grounded from the Word of God, listen, run away from that person. Run away as far as you can from that person, because that person is only giving you his personal opinion, and his opinion is not the eternal, living, powerful Word of God. It's not. It's just not. That person is simply going to give you his personal opinion. I understand when it comes to our physical life, surely we needed to be dependent on the other people. But when it comes to our spiritual life, we have to be very careful, and I suggest that we rely to God when it comes to our spiritual life. Why is that? Look at verses 4 through 10. Here it says that Jeremiah, notice in verse 4, was free to come and go along the people, for he had not been put to prison or in prison yet. Now, why is that? Well, at that time, he was freely preaching and prophesying the Word of God. And Zedekiah had not put him to jail yet. Eventually, King Zedekiah imprisoned him. Why? Because King Zedekiah could not put up anymore with the negative, as he saw negative, preaching of Jeremiah, because it was always against him and the people of Judah. Because he was thinking that even though they were not paying attention to the Word of God, even though they were not living in the truth of the Word of God, Zedekiah was thinking, oh, God is still blessing us. Why? Because when I asked for Pharaoh and his army to support us, they did support us. They came. Look at verses 7 and 8. It says there, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, tell the king of Judah who sent you to inquire of me, Pharaoh's army which has marched out to support you. So here comes Pharaoh's army coming down to support them. And so now he was thinking that yes, they will be delivered from the Babylonian captivity because Pharaoh has come. And look at what the Babylonians did in verse 5. Pharaoh's army had marched out of Egypt, and when the Babylonians who were besieging Jerusalem heard the report about them, the Egyptians are coming, they withdrew from Jerusalem. So Zedekiah was thinking, see, did you get my point, Jeremiah? We are not living according to what you're saying as the words of God, and yet God is still blessing us. But that was a bad choice. That was a bad choice on his part, because look at the warning of God once again in verses 7 and 8. This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says, tell the king of Judah, what? Will go back, the Babylonians will go back to its own land, to Egypt. But now look at verse 8. Then the Babylonians will return and attack this city. They will capture it and burn it down. Yes, right now the Pharaoh and his army are coming in your support, but they would be defeated. Now, did that happen? Yes. Fast forward to the life of Jeremiah and Zedekiah in verse 1 of chapter 39. Same book. Look at the next page. Find Jeremiah 39:1. Look at Jeremiah 39:1. Look at what it says. This is how Jerusalem was taken. In the ninth year of Zedekiah, king of Judah, in the 10th month, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, marched against Jerusalem with his whole army and laid siege to it. The word of the Lord through the prophet Jeremiah came to pass because now the Babylonians had returned and now a siege controlled, surrounded Jerusalem. It was a mistake for Zedekiah to rely on Pharaoh and his army because he did not rely on God. Same thing is true when it comes to our spiritual life. We should not be reliant on people's spiritual advice because they are not the words of God. If we're going to rely on the advice of people when it comes to spiritual matters and they are not grounded from the word of God, listen, we're going to fall and fail. We're going to fall and fail. I read a story about this window washer of skyscrapers. So this window washer of skyscrapers would wash or clean those tall buildings standing on the scaffolding. And so he was told by his co-worker or his friend, you don't have to wear the harness, that just in case something happens to the scaffolding, you will be caught and you're not going to fall to the ground. You don't have to wear that because the scaffolding is pretty stable and steady. So he washed and washed and washed the windows of the skyscraper and the tall buildings, and nothing happened to the scaffolding. And so he did that for many, many months until one day the scaffolding collapsed. It came loose from where it was hanging on, and it fell to the ground some 100 to 200 feet from above. And so who was standing on the scaffolding at that time without the harness? It was the window washer. So together with the scaffolding, he also fell onto the ground, some 100, 200 feet from above. Now, remarkably, the window washer was spared. In other words, he only suffered minor injuries, a couple of broken bones. But he survived the fall and he did not die. Now, when the paramedics came, they attended to him. They were helping him out with his wounds and his cuts and bruises and all those. And then when it was time for the paramedics to put him in the gurney, in the stretcher, he refused to be in the stretcher. And the paramedics were explaining to him, you have to be in the stretcher, you have to go into gurney so we can put you in an ambulance, so we can take you to the hospital. But he refused to be in the gurney. So now one of the paramedics finally asked the question, why are you so afraid of being in the stretcher? Why are you so afraid of us transferring you from this ground to this stretcher or to this gurney? And the window washer in response said this, I don't want you to transfer me to the gurney because I'm afraid you might drop me. Think about that for a second. He was not afraid to do all his window washing from 100 and 200 feet high above there in the sky, and yet so afraid to be transferred from a level surface ground on that ground below. Why is that? Why? Because this window washer is just like us. We are willing to trust, we are willing to listen to the unproven words of people instead of trusting the proven word of God. We are so willing to listen to the people when they give us advice, the very first thing that we love to do. Why? Because those people are in authority, so we listen to them. Those people do have a platform, so we listen to them. Those people are celebrities, so we listen to them. Those people are politicians, so we listen to them. We listen to the unproven words of people instead of relying on the proven, infallible, inerrant, inspired word of the living God. Why do we do that? Why do we listen to people when it comes to our spiritual matters instead of living our lives according to the word of God? Why? Look at verse 9. Look at verse 9. God tells us why. This is what the Lord says, do not deceive yourselves, thinking the Babylonians will surely leave us. They will not. Notice the word deceive. That's what happens. When it comes to our spiritual lives, spiritual matters, and we rely on people, we deceive ourselves. We place a trap or a bait for us which would lead to fall and failure. We would rather trust the measly words of people instead of trusting the powerful Word of God. We'd rather listen to Oprah or Dr. Phil instead of listening to Jehovah Rapha, our mighty God, and His Word. Why do we do that? Because we are easily deceived. We're easily deceived. Because we'd rather want to hear a good word from people than searching the Word of God. Just like this church planter. He started the church in a big city. And together with the other planters, church planters, he was jealous of them. He was envious because in a short period of time, their churches grew exponentially. And so he wanted his church to grow also exponentially. So he went to them and asked them for their opinions and advice. As how could I grow my church exponentially just like your church? And one of the pastors or church planters said, all you need to do is dress down. You don't have to wear any suit. You just have to dress casually. Allow the people to eat during the service. When you're preaching, don't be preaching and screaming and hooping and hollering. When you are preaching, you simply do a conversational talk with them. One of the other church planters said, never ever pass the offering basket and never ever talk about money. And from time to time, sing secular songs in the church. You don't have to sing Christian songs all the time. And so he listened to their advices and opinions. And his church lasted but less than 3 years. When we listen to people's opinions that are not rooted from the Word of God, we're going to fall. We're going to fail. Just the example of Zedekiah and the people of Judah. They trusted the people's word instead of the Word of God. They did not realize it was accursed. Jeremiah 17, 5 and 6, it says, this is what the Lord says, cursed is the one who trusts in man, who depends on flesh for his strength, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. He will be like a bush in the wastelands. He will not see prosperity when it comes. Would you like to know what happened to Zedekiah after he ignored and deliberately did not listen to the words of God when he did not live according to the truth of God's word? Let's fast forward to Jeremiah 39, verses 4 through 7. Look at what happened to him. King Zedekiah and his royal guard saw the Babylonians in the city gate, so they fled. But the Babylonians chased the king and caught him on the plains of Jericho. There the king of Babylon pronounced judgment upon Zedekiah. He made Zedekiah watch as they killed his sons and all the nobles of Judah. Then he gouged out Zedekiah's eyes, bound him in chains, and sent him away to exile in Babylon. Think about that for a second. Can you imagine his sons, his family members, his nobles were killed before his eyes? And after he saw that, they gouged out his eyes. Why? So the only thing he would see is the imagination and the appearance of those being killed in front of him that would be stuck in his brain the rest of his life. It's horrendous. It brought him tremendous stress and distress. I don't know about you. I don't want any more stress or distress in my life because life is short. And if I'm going to add more stress and distress in my life, then that will even shorten this short life of mine. I don't know about you. I don't want that in my life. So today, I'm going to make a choice. I'm going to live in the truth of the Word of God. Why? So everything will go well in my life, even in the times of crisis, because I know that I'm standing on the firm Word of the living God. I don't know about you, folks, but today I choose. I don't know about you, but today I choose to live my life according to the truth of God's Word. So it will go well with me. How about you? Would you choose today to really live your life in the truth of the Word of God? Let's pray.